The 2016 theme for International Women's Day this year is Planet 50-50 by 2030, Step It Up for Gender Equality. The United Nations is on this day expected to reflect on how to accelerate the 2030 agenda, building momentum for the effective implementation of the new Sustainable Development Goals. It will equally focus on new commitments under UN Women's Step It Up Initiative and other existing commitments on gender equality, women's empowerment, and women's human rights. Against this background, Zimbabwean women say gender parity can only be achieved in the Southern African nation if they have easy access to health care. Harare resident Aquilina Masquela believes that Zimbabwe should address the serious challenges faced by women in accessing health care.
Without access to good health care, women can never be equal to men. We need to address the health needs of women, and government should intervene to ensure that women have access to health care. This year, we celebrate Women's Day, where we are pledging for parity. Health care is an area government should look into.
Another Harare resident, Varai Dondoro, said it was said that on Tuesday, women will celebrate International Women's Day at a time that Zimbabwean women are usually detained in hospitals after giving birth for failing to pay the necessary fees.
As we celebrate International Women's Day, it is said to note that healthcare access to women is still a challenge. Despite the Abuja declaration that health should get an allocation of 15% of the national budget, Zimbabwe is far from achieving this. And even though the government announced that pregnant women can now give birth free of charge on the ground, we still have women detained, even in major hospitals with their young ones.
Some Zimbabweans, including several women, have of late been bailed out by well-wishers after failing to pay hospital fees as low as $20. For Tabeth Mutlanga, treatment of some women's diseases like cancer and fibroids is a nightmare.
As we celebrate Women's Day tomorrow, I'm appealing to the government to avail funds to treat diseases that affect us women, like the cervical cancer and breast cancer. We also want to appeal to the government for more gynecologists at public institutions, public hospitals, actually, as some of us cannot afford the private ones.
Muchaneta Mukamuri, a gender HIV and AIDS specialist, said failure to access affordable health care, even for many, has a negative impact on women, hence the need for government and all stakeholders to address this challenge.
From the Zimbabwe's perspective in terms of health systems, like people living with HIV, the medicines are available, it is the woman that has to ensure the family member takes their medication, and it is the family member, the woman that also ensures that the family is provided for with a balanced diet.
Eva Nice Munando, the director of Female Students Network, echoed the same sentiments, adding that celebrating Women's Day should become more meaningful and not being a ritual done yearly by ensuring that women's lives are improved.
As women, I'm sure I can take you back from the Beijing conference. And when the resolutions were made that women, be it in rural areas and even in urban areas, they are supposed to have adequate facilities in terms of health. With regard to delivery systems, in terms of pregnant.
As some nations prepare to celebrate International Women's Day tomorrow, the United Nations has called upon nations to ensure that Planet 50-50 is achieved by 2030. Planet 50-50 looks at ensuring equality between women and men. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.